Well, this fella, he thought he'd just give my dad a thrash and pump him around because he's little, you know. Mm-hmm. And my dad knew it somewhere or another, and he stayed away from him all day. He'd see him coming close to him, he'd just move on, you know. Just same as running from him. So that evening, he just kept on, and my dad. I guess just said to himself that I'm not gonna run no more. So he stopped, and he come up. He was kind of a bully fella, you know. Them bullies like to make a racket. And he was a cussing and all, he was a raising Cain. And my dad never had said a word. And there were two men holding this big guy. And there were three right close to my daddy, three of them. They wasn't holding him, but they seen that my daddy was gonna make fight at him, and they grabbed him. Well, he just stopped, and directly that fella just kept a-raving and a-raving. My dad, he made a big lunge for it, and then right back and jerked loose from them and run between them and knocked that fella loose from them two guys.
Is that right?
Yeah. Boy, my dad was much of a man in his shoulders. I mean, much of a man. And he could hit you, too. There's several of them tried him in this country. There's a man standing behind a wagon one time that had a farm up at Louisville. And they was all gathered up there, a whole big bunch, and they're drinking. And where the farm was, the cellar had a lot of wine in it. And there's people gathered there pouring water over on them barrels in that cellar, keeping barrels from burning so it wouldn't burn up. The wine wouldn't run out, you know, and waste. And they had already got some of it out, and this fella was drinking pretty heavy. And my dad and him were talking. And when they were in their talk, why, he called my dad a liar. Hmm. He didn't much more than do that till he hit the ground. He got up, come at my dad again, he knocked him down again. And come up again, he knocked him down again. And he got up, and my dad said, "You want some more of it?" I said, "No, that'll do."
Oh,
I recollect that better. I recollect him after I got thrown. He was a fella named Weebat. Coming down south in Alabama somewhere.
Is that right? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I know the old grandpa. Old man. Oh, I can't call his name now, but anyhow.
Let me ask you about what you call some parts of the body. This part right up here, what do you call that?
Well, they call that the forehead.
Mm-hmm. What about this right here? You say you have to cut your...
Well, I'm going to have to get a haircut in a day or two right now.
Is that right?
If I can get time.
What do you say you're growing if you let the hair on your face grow?
Beard. One time I was in Colorado about 20 years ago, and I stayed out there 7 months. And I was out there, I let the mustache grow out. And my wife had been out there, but she come home. And I let it grow out while after she come home. I come home, they were just oodled of them, didn't know me.